Now, I think I'm joined by Fiona O'Malley, CEO of Turn2Me. Fiona, are you there?
Good afternoon. Yes, I am indeed. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely delighted to have you, Fiona. I see that anxiety is the most common reported mental health problem for issue for people in Cork. I suppose it's not surprising in a way, but it's still, when you see it written out starkly like that, it does come at you a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose we're seeing that increase of people who are A, demanding our services from Cork, and then B, that anxiety was the most commonly reported issue in 2023, and that was consistent across the year. It didn't necessarily spike over any time, although I suppose January and December are always our busiest periods. But we did see consistently anxiety being reported as the most commonly reported symptom for people who are using our services. And I suppose one of the things that we did notice, particularly from people from Cork, was that there was an increase in people reporting climate anxiety as well. And again, that's understandable given everything that's happened, I suppose, over the last year, particularly for people in Cork. Those are the results that we've seen. And we just want to emphasise to people that we offer free mental health services if they need them, and we're funded by the HSC. So that's what they're there for, I suppose.
Absolutely. And I noticed that you helped 10,000 adults last year. That's a huge amount, Fiona.
It is indeed, yeah, it's a huge amount. I suppose for a relatively small charity, we certainly punch above our weight. Turn2Me was founded by Oisin and Dermot Scollard, who very sadly lost their other brother, Cormac, to suicide. So when he passed away, they hacked into his laptop and they found that his final searches online were things like Free Mental Health Services Ireland, Mental Health Services No Waiting Lists Ireland. So obviously that really traumatised the family again, knowing that had he had those services, things may have turned out differently. So the brothers, Oisin and Dermot, were determined to do something about the death and to try to do something about the mental health crisis. And in 2009, they set up Turn2Me. And obviously, no matter what we do, the family does, or no matter what the organisation does, they will never bring Cormac, their brother, back. But it is a beautiful legacy to him as well that, you know, the brothers have set up this organisation, and the organisation has helped, as you say, 10,000 people a year. So since it was set up, it's helped around 130,000 people living in Ireland. So it's a beautiful legacy, something beautiful to come out of something so tragic.
Is most of what you do face-to-face, or is it online, or is it a mixture of both?
It's online. So all of our mental health services are on our online platform, turntome.ie. That's turn2me.ie. And I suppose the things that we facilitate are our one-to-one counselling sessions. We also offer free support groups on anxiety, depression, grief and relationship issues. But one of the most commonly reported things, as I said, is anxiety. And it's not entirely, some people kind of are shocked when they hear that, but then when they stop and think about it, anxiety comes from so many different life pressures. It comes from job stress, exam stress, strains from dysfunctional family dynamics, and even tensions in friendships. And then again, the rising flooding reports has seen a huge increase in the number of people talking about climate anxiety who use our services. But climate anxiety is something we're seeing at a global and a national level. One of the things that we are adamant to talk about and to encourage people to do is to sign up for our mental health services. Oftentimes when people do sign up for our free counselling sessions, after the counselling session they'll say, oh, I should have used these services years ago, or I should have availed of this service years ago. So we would encourage people, if you are at that early stage of anxiety or depression, please don't wait for it to escalate. Please get help for your mental health.
Yeah, and with that in mind, Fiona, with our listeners, there's bound to be somebody sitting out there, if not two or three people sitting out there, who don't feel great at the moment. What do they do?
So if anyone wants to avail of any of our free mental health services, as I said, we run 365 days a year. We offer up to 6 free one-to-one counselling sessions, and we offer free and unlimited support groups, and all of those facilities are available on the Turn to Me website, which is turntome.ie. That's turn2me.ie.
Absolutely. And you're talking about anxiety, but then anxiety and depression, there's sort of quite a crossover at times, isn't there? One leading to the other, and it's a bit of a hen and an egg situation at times, I think, you know.
It is indeed, yeah. They are interlinked, and then people can experience both. And oftentimes, if you don't have anxiety treated, it can lead to depression. And then sometimes people, there is almost, I wouldn't quite call it an intolerance, I'd call it an ignorance, when people would say, oh, sure, we all get sad sometimes, and oh, we all worry sometimes. But there's a huge difference between sadness and depression, and there's a huge difference between worrying a little bit and having anxiety. If you confuse the two, then you're lucky, because you clearly haven't really experienced real anxiety or depression. But a mental health professional will be able to walk people through ways of dealing with anxiety, whether it's mindfulness or breathing techniques, or even CBT. A lot of people find that really helpful as well. So we would encourage people to sign up for any of those services. That's what they're there for. As I say, they're funded by the HSE. So if you think that what I'm describing applies to you, or if you think that you would benefit from the services that we offer, please do use them. They're on the website, turntome.ie.
Yeah, and it's brilliant in one way, Fiona, because you can just go up to your room, open your computer, and you're there. Do you know what I mean? So you don't have to make an appointment. You don't have to go off and go into town or go wherever, you know. Mm-hmm. You just go to your room, get on your computer, and look at turntome.ie. Fiona, it's an absolutely brilliant service. And as I say, one I should have known more about than I did, but absolutely great. Turntome.ie. And you also, there's peer support services as well, isn't there?
There are indeed, yeah. We have support groups on anxiety, grief, depression, relationship issues. We also have a service called a Thought Catcher service. It's like an online mood diary where people can go in and it's private. It's only the client that would see it, and they would talk about the day they've had. And some people, particularly if they are feeling down or they're feeling stressed and they can't pinpoint, they can't really pinpoint what it is that's causing these feelings, something like a mood diary can really, really help. So we have that free Thought Catcher service, and we also have helpful articles with tips on how to deal with different difficulties and different issues that might contribute to poor mental health as well.
Absolutely. And I mean, the idea is, as I say, being able to talk to somebody. Anxiety doesn't always, or medication isn't always the answer. In fact, I don't know how often medication is the actual answer. And certainly being able to talk to somebody over six sessions sounds like a much, much better option, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Some people, it depends, I suppose, how severe their anxiety or depression is. But, you know, I wouldn't be anti-medication, but I would maybe encourage people to look at alternatives before starting medication, because oftentimes people who do go on medication, they describe it being a general numbing sensation. But obviously some people who are, you know, who have suicidal ideation or who are actively suicidal, they will probably need medication. But there are lots of different things to try beforehand. We would encourage people to do forest bathing, that's literally walking among the woodlands, try outdoor swimming, or ice baths can be really good for burning off that extra adrenaline if you have anxiety, keeping a gratitude journal, practicing yoga, certainly staying fit and active, because there's such an obvious, and you'd know this as a GP, but there's such an obvious correlation between positive physical health and then that impacting positively on your mental health as well.
Absolutely. I go swimming every morning at 9 o'clock with a group, and the discussion is always how well everybody feels, and that's why they do it. People often think, aren't they awful stupid going out doing that? They're doing it purely for selfish reasons. They all feel brilliant when they do it, you know.
There you go, yeah.
Fiona, thanks a million for that. It's called turntome.ie, and people, if they feel it would benefit, just need to go onto their computers and log into that site. Fiona O'Malley, CEO of Turn to Me, thanks a million for talking to us today.
Thanks so much for having me. Have a nice evening. Bye-bye.
Same to you, Fiona. Bye.